Hello, I hope that you're all very well. In this episode, I talk about the subject of monetizing your skills. As babies, we were all born with a belief that whatever we wanted in that moment was our birthright. A baby doesn't apologize for waking you up at any time of the day or night because it's hungry, needs a change of nappy, wants a cuddle, or just wants to hear a familiar and safe voice. Now, as we grow, a shift from those earlier beliefs slowly takes place as we begin to pick up and inherit opinions and the views of those around us. And assuming that we weren't born into it, one commonly inherited view comes from and is made up of limiting beliefs about wealth and money. I say wealth and money because they both represent different aspects of riches, and when used well, go on to support each other perfectly. I know I'm far from alone when I say this. Many of us growing up would remember hearing our parents or other grown-ups say that money doesn't grow on trees, or words to that effect. A quote that, if said to you, was usually the end result of asking for something as a child. A story that comes to mind as well. I remember at about 8 years old, asking my dad for a bike, and I can still picture the second-hand cycle shop that he took me to and the bike that my dad chose. I had no idea about the importance of the tags hanging from each bike, and there was one that really caught my attention, but I couldn't have it. I got a bike that day, and not the bike I really wanted, and after getting it home, and I cycled around, this bike made a noisy, rattling sound that couldn't be remedied with some oil, and other kids, well, you know how cruel they can be. Nevertheless, I remember winning races against children, some of whom were riding shiny new bikes, like the one I wanted in the shop. But interestingly, it was often the case that my continuous winning streak meant that some of those kids would ask me if they could swap my bike for theirs. Naturally, I was often very tempted. You know, those bikes were rust-free, colourful, and they looked the part. But aside from the fact that my dad would have been furious, I grew to love and couldn't be parted with my bike until I grew too big for it. Looking back to my childhood, and also now as a parent myself, I can see and relate to my parents to those situations when only the bare essential purchases could be considered. They did the best they could, and with the resources they had. Although I didn't understand as a child, I realised they always strived to give me the best of something instead of a handful of nothing. This idea, this view and belief is key in helping us to build and remain resourceful as we go through challenging periods in our lives, like the significant economic change happening globally right now. World-renowned speaker and rapid transformational therapist Marissa Peer tells us that we all have a skill, and she informs us that our wealth and skill lies in and is directly linked to what we like to do when we were between the ages of 7 and 14. Funny enough, this definitely reads quite accurate in my case. When I think back to the years as a child, I overhauled and reinvented items, the things that I wanted and felt were important to me. I don't know if this was because of my parents' financial position or just my nature, but years on, this idea of redesigning, reinventing, and solution finding continues to run in the background of my income generating activities. And here, there is that inherent part of me that knows having money, while something most of us strive to have enough of, is never enough on its own. So now, when you recognize that your culture, family, and past experiences have played a huge part in forming the stories in your head, What do you believe about money, and how does your continued belief impact you? If you haven't done this before and believe or are ready to explore the observations that our skills are directly linked to what we love to do between the ages of 7 and 14, there has never been a better time than now to ask yourself, what is my unique skill? And does this skill play a part in how I make money today? Don't be disheartened if the answer isn't clear or just doesn't come to light. This is very normal. Most of us work traditional jobs that generally served to keep the roof over our heads and put food on the table. So take the time available to you, sitting with a diary or sheet of paper, write down and make a list of activities or things you found yourself drawn to and things that featured a lot in your life as a child. I believe that as you think and write things down, the answers revealed can then be converted into updated versions or ideas that you can monetize and are also relevant for your life in the digital world we live in today. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.